even looking inside, and wandering tramps to be loitering by the threshold could be applied to the current situation.
Strange. I thought Beauty did a good job running through all those trees. When did you manage to hit your head?
If we go through the door now, we'll fail the quest. I also have a quest connected with getting the scroll.
What scroll? A dragonkin lives here who will tell us where to find dragons.
Reptilla shrugged and continued.
Say what you like, but I'm going in. I have no desire to hang around here doing nothing.
Last question. Give me the exact wording of your quest. I was trying to bring the kobold to his senses. We mustn't enter the house or there would be a big boom. How could I explain it to the crocodile?
In the area marked on the map, seek out the dragonkin who would tell you how to find the way to the dragons. A compulsory condition for completing the quest, take another player with you. What the player was needed for, I had to go offline to find out. The dragonkin would demand...
He would demand for one of you to be sent to the Greylands and the other to receive the information.
Reptilus was interrupted by the dragonkin coming out of the door on four paws. They're pretty scary-looking, I noted. A muzzle reeking with malice, teeth bared like in the ancient Chinese pictures, a tail and four paws. A strange mix of a horse and a dragon. So you brought me here as fodder? I turned around to Reptilus, or rather the empty space where he just stood.
The time is running, said the dragonkin. The winner will get the prize. Fight!
Your group has disbanded. Damage taken, 400. 1,240 weapon damage, minus 840 armor. Total hit points, 2,020 of 2,420. You have been poisoned. Your hit points will decrease by 220 every 5 seconds for 2 hours. 500 poison damage, minus 280 poison resistance. Total hit points, 1,800 of 2,420. You have been stunned for 5 seconds.
Reptilus de-stealthed right behind me and started to systematically and purposefully send me off for respawn, with the ensuing consequence of me failing to get the totem. Seeing that I had no time to enter into the spirit summoning mode, as soon as the stun expired, I grabbed the scrolls and began to use them, one after another. Healing to myself, damage to Reptilus. Healing to myself, damage to Reptilus. I didn't have many scrolls, but probably enough for one fight. If it wasn't for Anastaria's armor, this lizard would have simply downed me with darts and some other sharp pointies in the first few seconds. What a bastard! He knew where he was taking me and chose a low-level player. I'll kill the scumbag! 2 minutes later, I ran out of the scrolls, and Reptilus's life bar was still half full. The spirits missed or were blocked by the armor too often. Or, more likely, it was stupid to summon water spirits on a semi-aquatic. He must have resistances.
So, you think your threads make you a good player?
I heard the lizard's voice for the first time in minutes. We stood opposite each other, breathing heavily, each trying to outstare his opponent. I don't know why Reptilus's breath was heavy, but I've been taking a real beating. Even raised my endurance by one in this time.
If you, little piece of shit, turned your brains on even for a second, you would have seen a one under my name. Do I need to spell it out for you, or will you finally start using the body part you shove your food into? Do you think an ordinary player who knows nothing about the game would be able to get a first kill by level 20? So your level 40 for me is child's play. Say your prayers, you flippin' lizard. I'll write a message to the admins as well, saying you tricked me out of 5 big ones in gold. We had an agreement. You are guaranteed to be dragged through the courts in the real world. Kiss goodbye to your Anastaria.
Fudge off. I'll drop your gold in the bank after I send you for respawn.
Attention, you have the NPC and player profanity filter turned on. To turn it off, go to the character settings, only for players age 21 and above.
To hell with it. I'll turn it off later. I have other fish to fry right now.
The shaman has three hands.
Go hang, you green goon. The spirit mode is up and running. For starters, I need to remove the poison, which consistently kept taking off 220 hit points every 5 seconds. Having summoned a healing spirit, I was looking forward to the relief of being fully healed, only to suddenly discover that the poison didn't go anywhere. On top of that, Reptilus flew into combat again. Quickly chucking all the fire spells out of the active zone and summoning a damage spirit on the kobold, I tried to think of what to do with the poison. I knew that shamans were able to remove it in some way, but why didn't Kornik teach me this? Could I figure it out myself? I sent 4 damage spirits at once at Reptilus, forcing him to stealth, and started to summon another spirit, concentrating on an empty slot in the active zone. Work already!
You are summoning a spirit from a free slot of the active zone. Do you wish to add available spirits to the slot?
No, I don't! Damn, it didn't work.
Do you wish to add an additional spirit to the free slot?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
The following additional spirits are available to an elemental shaman: Spirit of Control, Spirit of Cleansing, Spirit of Strengthening, and Spirit of Intermittent Damage. Do you wish to add spirits to the active zone?
Yes, right now! All the water ones, please!
A healing spirit on myself and a cleansing spirit on top of that.
Yes, the poison debuff disappeared. Now we'll have a proper fight. So, where are you, you puny croc?
The effect of the Spirit of Control turned out to be very interesting. Reptilus continued to fling some nasty stuff at me, but he did it so slowly that I could dodge the incoming pieces of metal. The Spirit of Control had a 5-second duration, but it was enough for me to summon a Spirit of Water Shock on Reptilus, which caused intermittent damage. Small though that was, it allowed me to put about 10 meters between us and launch a couple more damage spirits at the kobold. Fire ones, this time. Slowly but surely, the reptile's hit points began to melt away. Reptilus used restoration potions a couple of times, almost completely healing himself, but my mana reserves were almost endless. Whoever said that shamans were a weak class in PvP?
Man, stop!
A couple of minutes into the fight, Reptilus had only 10% of his hit points left.
What's that? Decided to talk, have we, once you realize that you can't win by force? And where were you before, handsome?
Not a chance. This is too good an opportunity to kill someone without being sent to the mines. You shouldn't have attacked me, you green bastard.
What do you want with information on dragons, anyhow?
Reptilus was no longer attacking, but just stood there and, wincing, took the hits from my spirits.
I have a quest. And what do you need it for? To get to Anastaria?
That's not the main reason, sighed Reptilus. I told you how I became a kobold. Yes, I like this character now, but I haven't forgotten that once I had a clan and that I want revenge. Brutal revenge on the bastard who tricked me out of the money, one of the influential Phoenix players. He constantly hangs out with the Emperor. I want to make him duel me in front of the palace, and for that I have to get a dragon. Only that would get me into the palace. The moron from Phoenix highly values his place in the shadow of the Emperor, who, in turn, hates duelers and generally violent in any form. Whatever the results of the duel, both of us would be permanently banned from the palace. I may not give a flying fig about this, but for him, it would be a far harder blow than a change of character. And now, only you stand between me and my revenge, since you're not letting me have the dragon. What can be so important about your quest?
Reptilus was almost screaming now. Yeah, some situation we have here. I understood the guy very well. Changing a high-level mage for this joke of a character, finding a way to get your own back, and then running across a shaman who just wouldn't die. That's some trip-up. Although... Hold on. If I understood correctly, you're seeking the way to the dragons only as a means of getting into the palace. Would only a dragon do?
No, any unique item would work. But where would I get it?
Reptilus was gradually regaining his composure. Do you have 50,000 gold?
What?
Look. I took out the dress and opened up its properties for viewing. Do you think the Emperor might like a thing like this? 50,000 gold and the dress is yours. What do you say?
I don't have that much money right now.
Reptilus grew thoughtful.
I can give you 30 now, and we'll send the 20 as agreed to the bank in a week's time.
It's a deal. But you do understand that I will still have to kill you now. I need to get to the dragons. Really need it. And it's also no good leaving unfinished business. If I started to bring you down, I have to finish you off good and proper.
Go for it.
Reptilus smiled, having fully regained his composure and apparently already making plans for the future.
If you sell me the dress, I'm fine with it.
By the way, a duel is a shabby move. I can propose an alternative. I quickly described what kind of revenge could work at the Emperor's reception. This way is much more interesting and saves you getting banned from the palace.
That's some twisted mind you've got there,
grinned Reptilus, drawing up another agreement and making our deal official. The damned 30% evaporated to the corporation, and 21,000 gold landed in my pocket. A curious fact. I didn't feel a hint of greed when letting go of the dress. Even my inner toad took its loss calmly. I could have sold it for 300,000 or 400,000 in Anhur's, but I felt I was doing the right thing. What will happen to the wyvern? I nodded towards the horsey.
It'll be fine. It will stand there for a couple of minutes and disappear. I have the reins. All right, you can finish me off now. I owe you 25,000 more. I won't forget. And thanks for the advice. Those Phoenix douchebags really got to me with their snarks. It's just a total shit. Pie!
Ding! What did you say? I asked, holding my breath.
Now, don't pretend you're just out of kindergarten and never heard swearing before.
Who cares about swearing? Can you please repeat your last sentence, word for word?
I said, those Phoenix douchebags really got me with their snarks.
In full.
It's just a total shit. Pie!
I went to the settings and removed the profanity filter. Later on, it would be quite interesting to see what words the developers bestowed on the NPCs in Barleona. But that didn't really concern me right now. All right, I'll be seeing you. Perhaps we'll meet again. 10 damaged spirits flew at Reptilus, and a message appeared before me. Achievement earned. Killer, level 1. 19 player kills until the next level. Achievement reward. Damage dealt to other players increased by 1%. You can look at the list of achievements in the character settings. I waved away the questionable achievement and took out the chess pieces. The dragonkin wasn't going anywhere, and I just had to check if my guess was right. Could everything really be that simple? For the second time that day, I looked at the properties of the orc warriors. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, dot, dot, dot. Pythagoras' theorem, Euclidean space, the Fibonacci sequence. Formulas which completely lack any connecting logic. But if I was right, Pythagoras, Euclid, Fibonacci. Pythagoras, P-Y, Euclid, E, Fibonacci, F-I, pi,
E-Fi. It is true that few would be familiar with these three constants, but I was one of those nerdy people who try to explore a studied subject as thoroughly as possible. After deciding to be a programmer, I ended up memorizing the main mathematical constants to their first 10 decimal places. 3.14159265 36, 2.718281 8285, 1.61803398 87. I opened my inbuilt calculator, worked out the number I needed, 13.8175802, and entered it into the text box. Well, did I get it, or was it more of the same old? The world froze. The dragonkin, who was still standing in the door, fell on all four of his knees and bowed his head. A whirlwind appeared a couple of meters away from me, from which 8 2-meter-high orcs walked out one after another, with Yadigans. I've spent so much time examining the figurines that I could easily put a name to each of the orcs. Gritchen, Grover, Vankor. All the 8 great warrior orcs stood before me and waited for something. I selected the closest orc and looked at its properties. He was level 350. I swallowed as I imagined these warriors putting themselves at my service, and respectfully bowed my head to them, honoring their great deeds. Suddenly, the orcs began to speak, one after another.
"That day the sky was covered with darkness and massive hailstones rained down. When the great creator of things realized that his hour had come, only he could not die, and so to his rest he departed. Then he sealed the doors to himself forever, disturbed by no one to be. Within a cave he hid all he knew, possessed, and created. Only the one who finds the way to him shall be blessed. Through the tandem of gods, Hero Commandant found the way. Raised of a servant, emperor he became midst the echoes of the Shining Mountains."
"Holy cow! What does this mean? What Shining Mountains? Do they mean Elma? The mountain range stretching from the deepest south of the continent right to the extreme north? In the morning, its peaks sparkle like flashlights. It's so damn mind-blowingly enormous."
"The dwarves no more," added Grover.
After this, the orcs went back into the whirlwind, and sound returned to the world.
"Hey, what about a quest, or an achievement?"
I felt cheated. Was Phoenix really prepared to make me a master just for these lines? I automatically looked at the properties of the figurines. They only contained the lines about their feats now. There was no additional text, let alone any text input field. Just your regular unique chess pieces, what they should have been from the start. The main thing was making sure that Anastaria didn't find out that I was in possession of several lines pointing towards some point on the map of Barleona. A point that contains the virtual creator of this world. Chapter 8. The Totem.
Key.
I'm a man of steady nerves, but when the dragonkin's malicious muzzle repeated the same phrase for the 40th time, you developed an irresistible itch to put your boot in it. As soon as the portal with the orc warriors disappeared, the dragonkin got up from his knees and, as if nothing happened, placed himself in the doorway of the hut. "I need the scroll that will take me to the dragons." I approached the four-legged NPC.
"Key,"
the dragonkin rumbled for the first time.
"What key?
key.
I found the clearing and met all the conditions. I demand to be given the scroll.
Key.
I spent a frustrating half an hour trying to knock it into the head of this pseudo-lizard that the quest's requirements have been met, but it stubbornly refused to hand over the dragon scroll. It just kept parroting one word, key. I had no clue what the key was or why it had to be given to the dragonkin. Did Reptilus keep something from me? After all, it was his quest that got us here. Or was it something unknown to him as well? I sat before the door and drilled the dragonkin with a stare. I couldn't jump this hurdle, so I had to think. What about...
key.
I've had it with you. Here's your key. I put my hand in the bag and took out the first thing at random. It was the Eye of the Dark Widow. But who gives a damn anymore?
Not this key. Key.
Well, that was progress. New words and all that. So it looks like this NPC has been programmed with an algorithm for identifying a particular key. I took out the malachite jewelry box, removed the orc warriors from it, replacing them with a piece of tin ore, and tried to hand it to the dragonkin. Let's see how he reacts to this one. The key is in the jewelry box, I lied to the dragonkin, completely unabashed.
Open it.
You open it. I'm not your servant. The key is in the box. The box is in your hands. This means that the key is in your hands. A second later, the dragonkin was staring at the thing he was just given. Here you go. It could only be opened by jewelers. For everyone else, the jewelry box was just a piece of the scenery. The dragonkin heaved a deep sigh, pressed the box from both sides, and it cracked like an overripe nut, with the ore dropping out of it.
This is not the key. Key.
Reading the forum and the manual got me nowhere. I had no idea where Reptilus dug up this quest, and so found myself in a jam. I knew and felt that my quest would also lead me to this exact clearing, but the crossing over of two different quests had some unexpected consequences. Reptilus's quest got picked up first, moving my one aside. There was only one NPC. Both of us came to him at the same time and started fighting in line with Reptilus's quest as well. A pity I sent him for respawn. Could have done with punching his green mug one more time right now. Unfinished quests get reset every 4 months. Time that I didn't have. If I failed to get the totem, my rank would be demoted in 2 months. Looks like I'm out of options.
Speaking.
Hi, Anastaria. This is Mayan. Do you have a minute? I need your help.
If it's not urgent, can it wait 20 minutes? I'm a little busy right now.
All right. Call me when you're free. I really didn't want to get involved with Phoenix, but it looked like there was no other way for me to get to the dragons. Hello again. 20 minutes later, I answered an incoming call from the amulet. Good day. A male voice greeted me on the other end. What on earth? Where's the Lady Paladin? My name is Rick Deadeye. You should have received the gear I made along with this amulet at the bank. How did you find it? Is it to your liking? I tried to give it a neutral appearance, though the initial recipe had a flamboyant look. Imagine this, orange with bright green. I thought you would have refused to wear something like that. Where is Anastaria? I barely managed to interrupt the verbal torrent that hit me. Unfortunately, she had to leave the game for a while. She asked me to contact you, saying that you needed help. What can I do for you? Rick, I don't really know...
If you are uncertain of my status, let me assure you that I can take all decisions right up to declaring war on another clan. I hope your request is not of this kind. I have little stomach for war.
Tell me, Rick, what is your level of eloquence, or chattiness, whatever's the right name for it?
Oh, have you already met such players? My congratulations. This is a very rare stat, even more rare than crafting. But we're not talking about me right now. How can the Phoenix Clan be of help to you?
I didn't have a lot of choice, so I sketched out my situation to him, as far as Reptilus's quest was concerned. Mine was broken anyhow.
The Dragonkin is standing in the doors of the house and demanding you give him a key, is that right?
Yes.
And he has no intention of handing you the information about the dragons, does he?
How? I asked, dumbfounded. How did he know? Didn't Reptilus say that this was a unique quest?
No need to get so worked up. These dragonkin are scattered throughout Malabar in memory of dragons that had existed long ago. The key is in the scepter of the NPC from which you managed to steal this scroll with the quest. Yes, yes, I did say steal. That's the only way to get this quest. At one time, our entire clan was looking for a way to find the dragons, but it was a futile effort. There are no dragons in Barleona. We even contacted the game administration to verify such an absurd ending to the Dragonkin quests. Just an ordinary hologram of a flying dragon. But in any case, you have my congratulations. Very few in Barleona get to touch the history of dragons. Is this all?
Yes, thank you for your help.
Then I'm off. Goodbye.
Well, I'll be. Some pickle Reptilus landed me in, that under-kicked croc. 4 months of waiting for the quest to reset. Goodbye, elemental shaman. Why is everything so crappy?
Key.
The last words I must have said aloud, because the dragonkin was at it again. I have no key. You can relax and go home now. Show's over. The dragonkin, like some obedient pony, turned around and entered the house. What to do? Go back? My spirits were so low that I wanted to howl. Why didn't I listen to Kornik and fly with him for the totem? Decided I was smarter than everyone else, did I? After imagining the goblin's mocking eyes when I went back to him with my head hanging low, my spirit seemed to hit rock bottom. Knowing that there was nothing left for me to do except return to Beatwick, I decided to make Anastaria's present. I had to make the chess set anyway, so why not do it right here? I had all the tools with me, as well as the holograms, and I didn't have to take any notice of the dragonkin. Perhaps I'll raise my spirits, at least a little, this way. That settled, I sat down right on the grass and took out the hologram sent by Hellfire. The representatives of Phoenix and the Dark Legion and leading players of our continent. When the last image was copied to memory, I switched to the design mode. I was feeling so damn awful. I immediately discarded 4 images of players from each clan, which for some reason were gray in my mind. If they were gray, it meant I didn't need them. I began to carve the figurines from the ones that remained. Anastaria was, of course, the queen. As soon as I pictured her in a mantle, with a crown, an upturned proud chin and a haughty gaze, the image of the Lady Paladin started to flow, dissolved, and then appeared in the form of the figurine I was aiming for, surrounded with a bright glow. The first was done. The image of Hellfire just refused to be formed into a king. The crown just didn't suit him, and I put him aside and moved on to other figurines. Knights, bishops, all the 8 pawns and 1 rook came together right away. Only 2 images and 2 pieces remained, a king and a rook. Strange.
For some reason, I thought that Hellfire should be the king. But an unassuming and inconspicuous gnome was wryly looking at me from the picture, as if asking, "Try me." All right. If he's asking, we'll have to go with it. I looked at the player's name. Eckler the Invisible. The name didn't mean anything to me, but there were no other options left, so I had to try him. If he fits, I hope Hellfire won't kill me. He fit. As soon as I imagined Eckler with a crown and a cape, his image began to flow and took the shape of the king I was looking for. Strange. Why him? Why not Hellfire, who, without further ado, turned into a rook? I'll put it down to artistic license. Things weren't exactly straightforward with number twos, either. Plinto simply wouldn't become the king, try as I might. Going by previous experience, I tried to make him a rook, but that didn't fit him as well. That's just crazy. Knight, bishop, queen, were all wrong. Only the pawns remained. Even in the design mode, where the consciousness was completely separated from the body, I swallowed. If Plinto finds out that I made him into a pawn, number twos will put me on their blacklist with everything that entailed. I hope that Anastaria will have a chuckle at the hint and won't inform that unbalanced person of the fact. The place of the king was taken by another player whose name was also not particularly known, and the queen turned out to be the player that I saw with Plinto. I wasn't sure I knew what I was doing anymore. When all the 16 figurines took their places, I exited the design mode, took lapis and malachite out of the bag, but right before re-immersing myself, saw the dragonkin right next to me. What could he want now? Cutting the stones didn't present much of a problem. They had the same shape, so after forming one stone in my mind, I reproduced it in 8 pieces of lapis and 8 pieces of malachite. Just before combining the projections of the figurines with the stones, I decided to add a few slight improvements. I tried to give all the phoenix figurines proud and brave demeanor, but in the majority of cases, the figurines acquired an air of arrogance, as if the rest of the world owed them. Only Rick, who spoke with me today, retained a human face. I made number twos look more fierce and angry. If they are to be green, let them resemble orcs. The result was quite interesting. Only the king and the queen failed to undergo this metamorphosis. The features of the other figurines became distorted with such fury that it looked as if they were the ones who owed Phoenix and had to pay it back this very second, but were all tapped out. So be it, then. Another instance of artistic license. After tweaking their appearance, I combined the figurine projections with the stones and opened my eyes. Done. When I get to Farstead, I'll send the figurines to Hellfire. If he asked for them so insistently, I had to grant his wish. Happy birthday, Anastaria. You'll have to find a chessboard for them yourself. Damn, I couldn't help feeling pleased after making something with my hands. And then I was completely overwhelmed by a sudden rush of pleasure. Item created. Cursed chess pieces of balance. Description. This has no precedent in Malabar's history. The first ever binding of an object to a particular player. From this point on, a close bond shall exist between the players of the Phoenix and the Dark Legion clans. Every 3 weeks, the players represented as kings in the chess set must play against each other until a winner is declared. If one of the kings is offline, he is to be replaced by the queen, bishop, knight, rook, or pawn. Duration of the game, 2 hours. If no winner is declared in the course of the game, it shall be considered void. The item is uniquely identified with its creator, Mayen. Depending on the results of the game played with the cursed chess pieces, all the players represented on the board shall receive 3 weak buffs in case of a win, plus 10% to all the main stats.
3-week debuffs in case of a loss, minus 10% to all the main stats. 3-week debuffs if the game was voided, minus 20% to all the main stats. Item class, unique, cannot be destroyed. The binding to the players is now complete. All the bound players have been informed about the creation of the cursed chess pieces of balance. Attention, this item cannot be repeated. There is no recipe. You created a unique item. Your reputation with all previously encountered factions has increased by 200. Skill increase, plus 1 to crafting, total 4. Plus 3 to jewelcraft, total 22. You have received the title, The Cursed Artificer.
I swallowed after reading the message. I'm screwed. If before I had some chance of avoiding punishment for depicting Hellfire as a rook and Plinto as a pawn, having created a chess set like that, I doomed the clans to eternal strife. They'll never forgive me this, even if I was a member of one of these clans. Who asked me to craft anything in such a mood? And what's that?
Item acquired. The key to dragons. Description. Ancient as the world itself, dragons always honored beauty and uniqueness. After leaving this world, the dragons instructed the guards that only those worthy should be granted passage to them. You have met their condition for obtaining the key to the dragons by creating a unique item in front of the guard. Congratulations.
There was a flash, and a small iron key appeared in my hand.
Key,
rumbled the dragonkin, who stood next to me, pointing to my hand. Here you go. I handed over the piece of ironware.
Item acquired, scroll of teleportation to dragons. On use, transports you to the place where dragons live.
After receiving the key and handing over the scroll, the dragonkin gave a pleased snort and trudged off to the house, completely forgetting I was there. That was that. Now I'll activate the scroll and receive the totem. I can't wait any longer. The clap of the opening portal made me start. I turned to the sound and saw a smiling man dressed all in white. It was a herald.
Good day, Mayan. I hope I will not detain you too long. Let's get straight to business. Let me congratulate you on creating such an interesting artifact. You have become the 4th free citizen of Barleona and the first on our continent to create a binding item. The Emperor sent me to you to exchange the created figurines and bring them to the palace. The chess match will be overseen by him personally. The participants will be compulsorily transported for the game.
Exchange? For what? I picked up my ears. The Emperor's goodwill is worth a lot in
Barleona. These are the words not of a boy, but a man. I was very much afraid that you would have to be persuaded by being told of the dangers of keeping the chess pieces in your possession. What is the Emperor offering? First, unimpeded access to the external gardens of his palace. Second, his personal ring. And, of course, his personal regard for such an interesting master.
I did well in managing to stay on my feet, although the hamster fell on his back and was not showing any signs of life. And it wasn't even the access to the palace garden or the ring that got me so excited. These things were also hard to get, but not entirely impossible. I was more blown away by the personal regard of the Emperor. This could mean only one thing. Reputation. Keeping in mind that I have the wonderful ability to increase my reputation by 5 units daily, in a couple of years, my character could level up his reputation with the Emperor. And this means free entry to the palace. That was the silver lining of me creating these chess pieces.
I agree. Here you go.
I handed over the figurines to the herald.
Your reputation with the Shaman Council has increased by 100 points. You are 900 points away from the status of friendly. The reputation with the Malabar Emperor cannot be increased on account of the first kill achievement. Item acquired, the ring of the Emperor. Description, the person presenting this ring is acting on my instructions and for the good of Malabar. Number of uses, 1.
Thank you, and until we meet again. According to the rules, you, as the creator of the chess pieces, are obliged to be present at the first game, which is set to take place in 3 days' time. Your presence will be hidden, so as not to break the concentration of the clan kings. Goodbye. One of us will drop by to get you 3 days from now.
The herald opened a portal and disappeared, and I was left staring stupidly at the indulgence in my hands. He's really more of a Richelieu than an emperor. Now, whatever I did, even if I killed someone, I would not be sent back to the mines. I have a one-time get-out-of-jail card. Great. I'll have to use it wisely. Hello, I responded to the sudden throbbing of the communication amulet.
Man, is this some kind of a sick joke? What are you doing, you dumbass?
I would have never thought that such a beautiful girl could scream like that. And good day to you too, Anastaria. Aren't you supposed to be offline?
What offline? What have you created? What the hell are these cursed chess pieces? Have you completely lost it in that Beatwick backwater?
Anastaria, let me explain.
You have 2 hours to get the chess pieces to me. I have to figure them out. If I don't get the chess pieces, I will officially declare you the enemy of the Phoenix Clan. Understood?
I don't have the figurines. The Herald took them, at the request of the Emperor.
The Emperor?
Yeah. A Herald ported in, rewarded me with the permission to enter the external palace garden and 100 reputation with the Emperor, took the chess pieces off me, and left. And you can stop screaming at me. Hellfire asked for the pieces as a present for you. Happy birthday. Upcoming birthday, anyhow.
How dare you?
Stacy, in all honesty, I've had enough of this. Let's speak frankly. What do you want? When I was asking for your help, you didn't even deign to speak to me and handed me over to Rick. And now you call me up and scream your head off? Some great analyst you are, the brain of Phoenix and all that. Let's stop beating about the bush.
Man, you...
Yes, me. How long can you keep pulling at the cat's tail? What do you want?
The Orc Warrior figurines. I know that you have them.
And what will I get in return?
The position of the Master in Phoenix.
Not interested. Experience shows that I can manage pretty well on my own, too. I will create my own clan.
What do you want?
Wrong question. What can you offer? If I got it right, since the creation of the Orc Warriors up until this moment, no one managed to create the dwarves. Therefore, either the pieces have to be created by the same player, or the creator must be in possession of the previous figurines. I'm sure that Rick is trying to learn jewelcraft as fast as he can, but getting exactly nowhere with it. Correct me if I am mistaken. For a while there was a silence on the other end of the amulet.
Can you give me a guarantee that I will get the remaining chess pieces if you create them?
If we come to an agreement, then yes. A month from the time of their creation, the figurines will be yours. Yep, I'm off. And someone's cut the brakes. I was keeping my fingers crossed that I would manage to solve the puzzle contained in the new figurines within a month.
The Phoenix Clan will take your clan under its protection. You will receive 1,000,000 gold for the pieces made of each stone type, access for 10 players from your clan to our clan's warehouse, where each can choose 5 items for themselves. Accelerated leveling of 10 players from your clan to level 100 under the tutelage of our raiders. Would such an offer suit you?
Quite. Drawing up an agreement?
Yes. I'll draft the text now and drop it to your mailbox. You can read it at the bank. Mayan.
What?
When are you planning to create your clan?
As soon as I get to Annhurs. There is no registration office in Farstead.
Tell me, is the position of your deputy free?
Asked Anastaria thoughtfully. I don't understand.
We'll talk later. Don't disappear, unique shaman.
What a day! Did I really manage to catch the eye of the great Anastaria? Why did she ask me about the post of deputy? Could she want...
I habitually glanced at my return timer and whistled. I had just 8 hours left.
Wow! Just how long was I out for with those cursed chess pieces? At this rate, I may not have enough time for the dragons.
I immediately ruled out the idea of jumping to Farstead and then to Beatwick for restarting the countdown. I simply didn't feel like spending that much. I only have one portal to Farstead and one to Beatwick left. Should I go to the High Mage and buy new ones? I don't know. At the same time, I felt that I'd manage it if I just stopped dragging my feet. I was ready to see almost anything as I stepped through the activated portal. Mountains, steps, or deep forests. But the place where I ended up in no way resembled a classical abode of dragons. Golden sand, gentle warm sunshine, palms, and clear blue sea. Breathtaking beauty. What if I just stay here and leave Phoenix and Number Twos to search all over for me?
My greetings to the first free citizen of Barleona to make it to this island.
A low voice rumbled across the beach.
My name is Ayaratalikus. I am the keeper of the memory of dragons.
Greetings. My name is Mayan, the shaman. I bow before you, O Keeper, but can you tell me who and where you are? One feels uncomfortable speaking to thin air.
Looks like I've become rather bold after my last chat with Anastaria.
I am several kilometers within the island. Follow the road. It will take you right to me.
Before heading off to meet the Guardian, I checked the map to see the location of this island. Attention, the use of maps is not permitted in this location.
And that's that.
Where on earth have I ended up?
One thing was clear, this was an island.
But an island where? The world ocean? An inland sea or a great lake? There was a myriad possibilities.
Realizing that I may fail to get my totem before returning to Beatwick, I ran as fast as I could towards the Guardian. This was no time for leisurely walks.
Guardian?
I ran up to the large glowing sphere, about 2 meters in diameter, which was effortlessly hanging a couple of meters above ground. It was an epic spectacle. Only one thing was disappointing. I was hoping to see a live dragon instead of this ball lightning. The surface of the sphere vibrated, and it seemed like the entire island could hear its voice.
I once again welcome the first free citizen of Barleona to my island. I, the guardian of dragon knowledge, ask you, traveler, why have you come here?
This was somewhat grandiose, but it would do.
Oh, guardian of dragon knowledge, I decided to emulate the sphere's tone. I have come here to incarnate my totem.
Totem? You have a dragon as a totem?
Yes, guardian. Fate has dealt me a dragon, but he is still very small and inexperienced.
No need to explain. I shall open a portal to the world of dragons for you.
World?
Yes. Dragons had departed from this world forever. They dwell beyond Barleona, watching us from outside.
I thank you for your aid, Guardian.
Then go. No sense in wasting time. There's never enough of it.
There was a clap, and a portal opened next to the sphere. As I walked towards it, I couldn't help wondering about a certain detail. Cornick suggested we go to the dragons directly. Was he able to jump between worlds, then? I have to ask him when I get the chance. The portal surrounded me with a shimmering glow, and once this dissipated, I realized that I've never seen mountains before in my life. What I used to call mountains were mere hills. I was looking at real mountains now, with a capital letter, so to speak. There were sheer cliffs rising high into the sky, the neighboring snow-covered peaks lost in the clouds, and piercing wind. The scenery impressed.
Would you believe it? He made it.
Cornick was sitting next to the spot where the portal left me, sporting an unpacked picnic basket and a protective dome.
Teacher, I bowed. You said that the next time we would see each other is when I had to take the exam for a great shaman. Is it already time?
No, not at all, laughed Cornick. I just made a bet with Aranoxitalicus that you would be able to make it here within a month. Just imagine, that green reptile decided that my apprentice would need 2 years to get here on his own.
So what did you win? And teacher, please cover me with the dome as well. It's rather cold here.
A dome? Do it yourself. Or do you think I will be running after you to change diapers every time? You have to start learning things on your own. And I won a barrel of excellent wine. Only dragons know how to make wine. All the other stuff's a shoddy imitation. When you become the great shaman, come by. I'll let you try some.
Teacher, you didn't tell me how to make a dome. How do I know which of the spirits can do it?
No one had to show you how to summon a slowing or a purifying spirit either. But you learned it just fine. You'll figure this one out, too. Are you a shaman or what?
That stubborn goblin just provided the main points, leaving me to figure out the rest.
Running around as a hunter was much better. The trainers spoon-fed you every detail. How to hold the bow, how to throw a trap, or how to measure the correct distance. But here, you'll figure it out yourself. It's no big deal. Or was it something specific to this trainer? The old loon. Realizing that I wouldn't last long without a dome, I entered the spirit summoning mode and started to improvise. Despite my daily self-healing and the fight with Reptilus, my water spirit rank rose only to 2. I didn't even notice when it happened. So, what do I have for water? Spirit of water strike, spirit of water wave, spirit of water healing, spirit of water healing wave, spirit of strengthening, spirit of intermittent damage, spirit of control, and spirit of cleansing. All useful and important, but I needed one more spirit. I didn't know his correct name,
but it must have been something like Spirit of Water Shield. Where was I to place it? I had no free slots. It seems that the time had come for me to do some spiritual optimization. A play on words right there. Spirit of Strengthening. Increases all the main stats by 2% for a minute and is totally useless in combat, as my fight with Reptilus had shown. There is no time to summon it. You have to either attack or heal. But what if I combine the Spirit of Strengthening with Healing Spirits? This would burn through a lot of mana, but then I'll get a useful buff as I heal. Knowing full well that reading the manual and the forums would be of no use, I still check them just to be sure, with predictable results. Again, I had to rely only on my intuition. First of all, let's try to select the healing spirit and summon the Spirit of Strengthening on it. Nothing. The spirits didn't understand what they had to do. Then how about summoning both spirits on me at the same time? Still nothing. First came one and then the other. Then let's try. I was so caught up in the thrill of it all that for a while I switched off, forgetting about the cold. During yet another attempt to combine the spirits, I understood what had to be done. It was simple, object-oriented programming. There is the Healing Spirit class with its properties and Strengthening Spirit class with its properties. The task was to create a new combined class, inheriting the main features of the preceding classes. But where to get a design kit to combine the two? Should I ask Hornick? That green mug would have a right laugh, saying that his apprentice is a complete doofus and teaching him is a waste of time. Why do shamans need a totem? Is it just for playing with or for riding? Well, Mr. Manuel, don't let me down now, at least. Totem, a natural object used as the shaman's emblem. Totems help shamans to understand themselves. They act as a means of connection to the inner world and reflect the essences which make up the personality of the temporal, physical, shamanistic I. Totems help to understand why shamans are the way they are. They point out the strong and weak sides of the character, strengthen its merits, and lessen its shortcomings. Totem properties cannot be changed, can be used as a mount after incarnation, or as a spirit design device. Totems are sentient and must be developed. Every 50 levels, the totem acquires an additional ability, dependent on the totem type. If a totem does not suit the shaman, it can be removed.
Right. Everything became clear and simple, especially after reading the first paragraph. That's some dog's breakfast they've cooked up here. Why? To show how cool it is to be a shaman? But I got the main bit. A totem is a spirit design device. If that's true, then...
Hi, I need your help. Will you come?
Are we going to play?
No, we won't play. I have to get to grips with the spirits.
All right, I come.
A projection of a transparent little dragon appeared next to me. Was I seeing things, or had he grown a little? I thought he was smaller.
Hello! How can I help?
I don't know myself yet. You see, there are two spirits, one for strengthening and the other for healing. I have to combine them to make a new spirit, but don't know how. Do you know how to do this?
Make a new spirit from two? Of course I know! Be right back!
The little dragon disappeared for a few seconds, and then came back holding a crystal of some kind in his paws. As soon as Draco appeared, a heavy thundering voice sounded.
The totem soul. The shaman must keep it as the apple of his eye. If the totem soul is destroyed, the totem will disappear forever, and the shaman will lose his strength.
Draco, still holding the crystal, shook his head and continued in his childish voice.
Call the spirit you need here, and then another, and then you get new spirit. Let's try. I'm curious.
A totem soul? It's the first time I ever heard about this.